This weekend, state officials released the names of long-term care facilities where patients or employees have tested positive for coronavirus. WUSF's Susan Giles Wontok reports that 54 facilities in the greater Tampa Bay area are among the 300 in Florida reporting cases of COVID-19.
One of the hardest-hit facilities is Freedom Square of Seminole, where 39 patients and residents and 19 employees have tested positive. At least three patients have died. Executive Director Michael Mason said in a statement that all 95 residents from its rehabilitation center were transferred to area hospitals and facilities over the weekend. The entire campus is undergoing enhanced cleaning. Consulate Healthcare is the corporate owner of four centers with local cases. A spokeswoman says the centers in Polk, Pinellas, and Sarasota counties are following federal health guidelines and working with state and local healthcare agencies to safeguard them against the threat of COVID-19. Susan Giles, Wontek, WUSF 89.7 News.